Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister and Telugu Desam Party President N. Chandrababu Naidu responded to the attempts by TRS Chandrasekhar Rao to form a federal front. Naidu said that it would only end up benefiting the ruling BJP at the centre. In a separate development, he also lashed out the opposition YSRCP in the state and the AIMIM for extending their support to the KCR with their own political motives at play. Now let's move on to Telangana. After the high-voltage election for the state assembly, Telangana is now gearing up for yet another electoral battle. That is the Gram Panchayat, which would be held in the first week of January. The TRS leadership is of the view that the victory in the assembly elections would definitely have a positive impact on the Gram Panchayat election as well. At the same time, several decisions taken by the TRS government early this year, such as the enhancement of the state grants from 10 lakh to 25 lakh for each Gram Panchayat, apart from finance commission grants, would help them a big win. Now let's move on to Karnataka. As per the latest report, police investigation has found out that over a dozen bottles of pesticides were poured in the prasad that was offered to devotees at a temple in Karnataka, killing 15 people. More than 100 were hospitalized after eating prasad. Meanwhile, the authorities had also said that the presence of pesticides in the prasad and had also arrested all four accused. Now let's move on to Kerala. BJP state leader C.K. Padmanabha, who was on an indefinite fast in the city for the last 9 days, demanding withdrawal for the prohibitory orders at Sabarimala, was arrested on Wednesday. He was later moved to the medical college hospital in the city after his health deteriorated. BJP State General Secretary Subha Surendran took over the relay fast after the arrest of Padmanabhan. The BJP had also accused that due to the restriction, there has been a fall in the number of devotees at the temple this year. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. According to the state government, it's been more than a month after Cyclone Gaja ravaged the coastal districts of Tamil Nadu, as the centre is yet to release funds for relief and restoration works. The centre is yet to release Tamil Nadu's due share of Rs. 1,000 crore from the Disaster Management Fund. The state has also submitted additional inputs sought by the centre on the disaster. Chief Minister Palaniswamy met the Prime Minister on November 22nd and presented a memorandum pressing for liberal financial assistance. But this is not the first time that the state has complained about the centre not releasing funds for cyclone relief. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.